My name is Will from Public Opinion Poll. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Do you have a minute? Yeah, my name is Will.
Yeah, what's your opinion for?
It's on gun safety. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you very much. Do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
I do.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with the key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, a container case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, store in a container that is not see-through, and store in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would, yeah.
You will support?
Yeah.
Ma'am? Okay, thank you. Next question. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you support, oppose, or undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. What about if it was a lock container or case? Do you support, oppose, or undecided? Ma'am?
I wouldn't answer yes or no, because there's a whole explanation for that. How many more questions is it?
It's actually 10 questions. We are at 40% already.
Okay. I do feel like something needs to be done about all of these guns that are out here.
You support, oppose, or undecided?
I'm just undecided about all the rest of it. The guns need to be locked up better.
So if it was a lockbox or other device that is designed to be on which can be used to store a firearm, you still be undecided?
Yeah, because it's not that simple. It's obviously not that simple because people are still getting into the wrong hands. So that's why.
Okay, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Would you support or oppose a law with those terms?
I mean, is that support, I guess.
Support, okay. What about if it was a combination lock? Would you still support?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what about if it was a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint? Would you still support?
I don't know that much about that. It depends on how secure it is.
Okay, would you say then that you are undecided?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next question. If a firearm is in storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or it should not also be required to be unloaded?
I don't know because that's undecided.
Okay, no problem. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think it is secure or it is not secure?
I I don't know that much about guns at all, so I can't answer that question. I'm decided.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely? Do you support or oppose?
Everyone who has one, whether they're a police officer or not, should be securing it. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Would you say support, oppose, or still undecided?
Undecided, because I think that question needs to be revised. So it's not just
would you like,
people who are.
Would you like me to reread the question? Would you like me to go over the question again?
I think
so
I heard
understand?
It right, but.
Okay.
I think I heard it correctly, but yes, you can go ahead. And...
mark it as undecided.
You can read it again. I think I heard you the right way.
Okay, let me read it once again just to make sure. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that require that gun to be stored securely?
Undecided, because that could mean some other things. So undecided.
Okay. Understand. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Next question. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Do you support or oppose?
Undecided.
Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Do you support or oppose?
Undecided.
Undecided. Thank you. Just so you know, we are at 90%. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor legally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Do you support or oppose?
It depends case by case. I don't think it's just like you should lump everything up in one general circumstance. So
okay.
I'm going to answer undecided.
Thank you very much. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Thank you. What is your age? Between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
34 through the second one you named.
35 through 49. Thank you.
Yes.
Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I do not wish to disclose.
Okay, no problem. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Thank you so much. That will be the end of the opinion poll. Thank you so much for your time and for your opinions. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Thank you.